I'm happy to say Jim Stovall is joining us once again. Jim Stovall, the man behind the Winner's Wisdom column that we talk about every week, but he's also the guy behind the Narrative Television Network that helps blind people appreciate movies and TV shows. He's written more than 50 books, 9 of them made into movies. He travels the world giving speeches, and then he talks to me every week about the Winner's Wisdom column, which you can find at jimstovall.com. Jim Stovall, welcome back, my friend.
It is always good to be with you, sir.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, because I also want to have Clint Eastwood ask the question of the day of you. Clint?
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, do you, Jim Stovall? Do you feel? I love this headline of the article this week.
I do feel lucky, and that's the title of this week's column. And, you know, it all came about because of, initially, because of the power of movies. I mean, as you said, I've written 50 books, but 9 of them have been turned into movies. And I, you know, having 10 million books in print, that impact pales in comparison to having even one successful movie. And I've said before, I think if Twain or Shakespeare or the Apostle Paul were alive and among us today, in addition to writing, they'd be making movies. It's just such an impact. And I have stood in arenas of 12, 15, 20,000 people. And I have said, hey, anybody remember Clint Eastwood? Go ahead. And you will hear these people say, make my day. And I have several other clips I throw out for them, and then I remind them none of those movies have been on a major screen anywhere in the last 40 years. But everybody knows those. I mean, they are a part of who we are. They're a part of the culture. And recently I participated in what has become the largest survey of self-made millionaires. Over 20,000 people participated. And it was interesting because they have all these characteristics. What do you think played into your wealth? And luck was a major factor in the majority of the millionaires' answers, including my own. But luck is something that we have a tendency to feel like we have or we don't have. You know, he got lucky, I didn't. Where, you know, he may have recognized his, and maybe you didn't. And virtually everybody listening to us now lives in the United States of America, and you know, just by virtue of that, you won the gene pool lottery, and you are already lucky. And if you'll really think back in your life of the things that constitute good luck, you'll see this. And one of the regular readers of my weekly column is a gentleman who 8 years ago became the largest single ticket winner of a lottery. And after the Uncle Sam got his hand in there and everything else, he left with several hundred million dollars. And he contacted me, and he uses my books in his foundation, and he set up a board. And this is a guy that has handled it really, really well, because people forget that, you know, you think that you win the lottery and all your problems are over. Well, when you historically look at these people, the divorce rate, the bankruptcy rate, and the suicide rate is higher for lottery winners than the general public. And this gentleman happened to be, he worked at a chain link fence factory driving a forklift. That was his career. And he won, you know, this immense sum of money. And, you know, he has handled it very, very wisely. And I always tell people and the people on my team, the first thing I told him is, I don't want any of your money. I will be available to you at any time, but I do not want ever any of your money. And you need to be very, very careful, because you are going to suddenly grow a lot of friends and relatives and all kinds of people. And, you know, you've got to be very, very careful. And thankfully, he lives in one of the states where you're not required to disclose you've won. Some states, they publicize your name and your picture and everything else. In other states, they don't. He happens to live there. But it certainly changed his existence. But, you know, we've had some lengthy conversations about it. And he said, you know, a good day in the park, a nice day on the stream fishing, going to a ball game, it's no different than it used to be. I mean, the things I enjoyed before. Now, there are certainly some things more convenient now than used to be. But, you know, but he's an amazing guy. I mean, he won this lottery, and you know, the next day he gave his boss 2 weeks notice, and he drove the forklift for another 2 weeks. And he
said, "'Cause,
you know, Jim, that's the right thing to do." And it is the right thing to do. I unfortunately, most people wouldn't do that. They would invoke another famous quote, take this job and shove it. But he did not do that. But it's interesting, all the things we think of as luck. And it's more about not what happens to us. It's more about what we do with what happens to us, Mike.
Yeah, and you bring up that word luck, and it is such an interesting word because people will say that when something finally pays off. Someone who's worked hard every day and prepared for something every single day, and then when it happens, those around them may not understand what it took to get there, to be ready, to be prepared, and they go, "Oh man, are you lucky?" No, I just happen to have my eyes open, my ears open, I happen to have done the homework. So I always go back to that axiom that was told to me at the very beginning of business life. Luck happens to the people who are ready. Luck happens to the people who are prepared, and the luck happens to the people who have their eyes open. So it's not something I'll ever hope to have lightning strike and suddenly change my life. No, it happens because you were awake, you were aware, and you were prepared. And that's making your own luck, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen many people that the opportunity came, but they were not prepared. And wow, that's a sad day when you realize here it is, and I can't take advantage of this because I didn't prepare myself. And you've got to get out there and be prepared, and you've got to expect the opportunity to come. I remember one of the things here in Oklahoma, out in western Oklahoma, when they had the Dust Bowl, they would get these guys that would run around and claim they could make rain. They would go to these little towns and collect money from all the people, and then we're going to have a big prayer and do this stuff, and we're going to make it rain. And everybody said, "Oh yeah, we believe it's going to rain." Well, on one particular day, I mean, you do it often enough, it did rain. And these people get absolutely soaked, except for one little girl, the only one in the crowd that brought an umbrella. And you know, you think, okay, are you really prepared? I mean, she believed and was prepared. And, you know, she enjoyed the rain and stayed dry. Everybody else got wet. And it's simply a matter of putting yourself in a position where you can take advantage of it.
Yeah, in the column, and it appropriately says at the end there, you know, luck without preparedness, principles, and persistence can be counterproductive or even dangerous. And that is so true. That is so true. Jim Stovall is his name, and you really should know him. You should know his works. His books are great. His weekly column, the Winner's Wisdom column, is available to you. If you go to jimstovall.com, you fill it out, the little form, it shows up in your inbox. And then we hang out on the radio and talk about it. Jim, I hope you have a lucky day today. I know it will be because I got a feeling you're probably ready.
And the same to you, my friend.